BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Scott here, and it's day one of Scott's student tour. Today's show was from the University of Stirling. Student Laura is looking for love, so obviously I wade in to try and help her. We help some needy students out with the situation phone. Our listener Nicole plays a classic prank on her mum, and a real or no real with a big name on campus. All from Stirling.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon from Stirling. We are here at the university with lots of beautiful faces, which you can see if you watch the BBC Red Button. Hi, guys. So many students have turned out today. So it's day one of Scott's student tour. I'm finding it quite mad that we're on the red button at the moment.
Yeah.
And also you can watch us online on your mobile or whatever, like you normally would for something like Innuendo Bingo. And it's live on there now. If you can watch us, please do, because we've got so much good stuff planned in the next 5 days. Not only can you see what we're up to, but when the music is on, you'll get all the videos of the songs we play. And it's weird because you get to see videos that you've never seen before, like that really emotional Adam Levine in Our City one a minute ago, with Adam looking all upset there in a white T-shirt. Yeah, anyone ever seen that before?
You see, I'm looking forward to some of the songs where the videos are really weird and messed up as well.
It's a fun kind of lunchtime thing to watch. So if you can, come and join us on BBC Red Button. We're doing 5 days of this at five different locations all over the UK. We've got some good stuff planned. Right, we need to talk about Pointless at the weekend.
How good was that?
Pointless Celebrities on Saturday. Prime time, just before Strictly.
Yeah. Also, I think we're very underrated with these things. Did you get loads of tweets from people saying, you guys are going to be... Everyone was watching because they thought we'd be awful.
Yeah, we weren't. I don't feel that we disgraced ourselves.
Well, we didn't disgrace ourselves. We made history.
Pointless history. Two pointless answers in a row there, everybody.
Did you like the way I celebrated? Because at the time, I didn't realise what I was doing. And I watched it back. Well, obviously, I was watching it live. And my mum texts me... because she was embarrassed about how I behaved on Pointless.
Yeah.
So I think I should apologise to you firstly, Scott.
Did anyone here see that? It was kind of awful because, I mean, like Richard and Alexander did not know what to do.
Yeah.
No one has celebrated like that before in Pointless.
Yeah, I worry that I've disgraced myself on that front.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it was all good. We did come across as very competitive, though, I've got to say.
It's a shame we didn't win.
I know.
Is that a spoiler? Maybe it is.
Look, mate, no one's going to record Pointless and watch it back. Oh, I must catch up on all those episodes. Well, maybe someone does, I don't know. I know someone that series links Jeremy Kyle.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's strange, because you're never going to run out, are you?
You're never going to, like, it's always on. It's like, what's that one, Millionaire Matchmakers? I remember that one. That was on ITV2, and there's like 300 episodes a day. It's like all of your memories just gone.
It's like people who series link the news. There must be the odd person that does that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I love the fact that we've got an audience here, because it's like, it's a bit like how I imagine being on Friends. Because every now and then, they just laugh.
But it's not a massive laugh, it's kind of a...
Yeah. See?
It is like Friends. A slightly bigger one there.
So good.
That's when Joey did one of his brilliant one-liners.
This is awesome.
See, this just proves what people are thinking, like when they're listening out and about or listening at home or at work. Jay on Twitter says, the crowd in the background do sound canned. I can't watch as I'm in the van. I need proof. Chris, tell a joke. Well, that's not going to prove it, though,
no,
is it?
No.
You have to watch it. You can watch it on your phone. On mobile, like you normally would, or BBC Red Button. Lauren has been on saying, actually, how rude, I do have a series link for Pointless and Pointless Celebrities and Countdown.
Sorry.
Awkward. Christina says, all sorts of jealous watching Scott and Chris online. Take me home to Stirling Uni. So I don't think she can be here today. Pauline has spotted her friend Sean at the back. Hi, Sean. And Lee... Oh, okay, I don't know, that's funny. And Lee's been on saying, this looks great. It's like having your own TV show in the middle of the afternoon. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Get online on the Radio 1 website, wherever you can get Radio 1 on the screen, or BBC Red Button. We're at the University of Stirling this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is the Scott Mills Student Tour, day one at the lovely, beautiful University of Stirling.
Do you feel the need to say that because there's loads of people from Stirling watching you?
No. It is
like, genuinely beautiful.
This is
here,
not your
it?
Average university campus. As I said earlier, it's like Centre Parks with students. in a good way.
But here's the thing, you normally turn up at places like this and you're DJing, so is it weird seeing what students look like in daylight?
It is a bit. Because normally when I turn up, it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And they've had a few drinks.
It look very
so
different.
It's nice to see you all sober today. Obviously, the reason we're here this week is because, and all the other locations, is because lots of people at this time of year are freshers or they're coming back to uni for their second or third year. I've been to a lot of student unions to play DJ gigs, but I've never actually been to university, which I know you did in Southampton.
Yeah, so it's about you experiencing uni life here and student life. I mean, how are you finding it so far?
I'm loving it.
Yeah?
I'm loving it.
I mean, you're loving the food so far, aren't you?
On the table in front of us is what we're mostly going to be eating this week. Yep. If you're watching on the red button or online, that's not a prop. That's Chris's leftover lunch there.
Yeah.
So what have we got? Lots of stuffed crust pizza.
Some pizzas and some mozzarella sticks.
And some curly fries. Can you get vegetables in Stirling if you want them? No, I didn't think so.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, coming up, situation phone. So what is this?
All right, so what we thought we would do is hand out a phone number around campus and just look for any issues that students had. You know the kind of thing, you're hungry, you need some food delivered to you. Like, I was up for doing anything with this situation phone.
Yeah.
Managed to persuade you to do it as well.
Absolutely. Now, for this, we have got a slightly dodgy rickshaw. So when a student calls the situation phone, we go and see them and we help them out in their hour of need.
Mm.
There have been quite a few suggestions coming in, some of them not able to be broadcast on Radio 1 or and certainly not on the red button. But we have got a selection from people here in Stirling.
Mm.
Some of the people haven't been using it as well as I've thought, but no. We'll explain all in a minute.
Yeah, I thought this was a great idea.
So we're going to play the score, Oh My Love, and then we'll get into what's happened on the situation phone so far as we try and help students in need.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are live at the University of Stirling. Good afternoon, everyone.
Woo.
Yeah, right, keep feeding them drinks. There are some people actually having a little drink this afternoon, which is nice, I think.
Well, it's incredible, because we're in the bar here.
Yeah.
And I don't know who thought that would be a good idea, but it seems to be happening.
I think it's going to... By three, they're going to be rocking.
Right.
It's going to be good.
Are you loving student life so far, Scott?
I'm having a lovely time, thank you, and this is just day one.
Mm.
Right, so we've set up this thing called the Situation Phone, which is something that I think you'll want to watch this next bit. There's loads of people getting in touch as well, like Megan, who is supposed to be doing uni work at her uni this afternoon, which is in Southampton, where we're going on Friday. She's like, this is brilliant. I'm studying. There's loads of good music with the videos, and now I'm just watching Scott and Chris instead of just listening to them. That's exactly what it's about every day this week between 1 and 4 on BBC Red Button. So Situation Phone is something that we thought we would... Well, initially it was for freshers to try and help them out, but you don't have to be a fresher. You can be second or third year.
Yeah, I just thought there must be so many issues that students have where they just need a little bit of help. And I thought, if we're going to turn up, we could make ourselves useful. You know the kind of thing, like late at night, you may have gone out, bit of a heavy one, you need a lift home. I thought maybe we could do that. We could turn up and do that. You know, useful things.
Or maybe, I mean, the one that I came up with, I mean, it would involve a late night, was maybe if you've gone out, you know, and had a lie down with somebody at their place, then we could pick you up.
Which would have been amazing.
That would have been good.
But that's why we got transport for it and everything.
Yeah, we've got a rickshaw. You'll be able to see this in a minute. It's kind of awful. And I can't drive it, and I'm not going to drive it.
No, you kind of refused, but anyway,
yeah.
Look.
If you're watching now, you'll see that we have someone on the sofa with us. Hello, Jack.
How's it going?
You all right?
I'm not bad, am I?
Good. Now, you left us a voicemail on the situation phone. So what happens? It's a phone number that anyone can call on campus, and when they need our help, they can just ring it. So should we try and hear the message? Now, this might be quite quiet, so someone at Radio 1, if you're listening, make sure this has got lots of volume because it's really quiet. Okay, I'm going to play the message now. This is the message that Jack left on the situation phone. Volume, please.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Jack. I've lost something at the swimming pool and really need your help to get it back. If you could get down here as soon as possible, that'd be great. Thank you.
I mean, that's exactly the kind of message we're looking for, a student in need.
I mean, so, I listened back to that. It still sounds, you know, it does sound quite creepy. But
so, I've got a situation in the pool.
I'm in the swimming pool.
Now, we weren't really expecting... We didn't even know you had a pool here, by the way, but we weren't really expecting a pool scenario, were we?
Yeah, so this is what happened when we went to the swimming pool last night and found Jack.
Watch this now online if you want to see it.
I'm not being funny, right, but we've come quite a long way.
Yeah.
You're in a...
a toweling robe on your own quite late at night.
Yes. It's a little weird. The pool's
what's
empty.
What's happened is...
I've seen films like this, so...
What's happened is my... I've dropped an item at the bottom of the pool.
Yes, this definitely sounds like one of those films.
Yes. I've dropped an item. What is it?
So hang on a second. So you rang the phone line. You need some help. You've dropped something in the pool.
It's my trunks.
So, Jack, let me just get this right. So you were at the pool in a lovely robe, but at that point, you weren't wearing any swim shorts.
No, I was not.
How did that happen?
I went for a lovely swim, and I was a bit too vigorous, and they kind of fell off in the pool, so I needed your help.
But it's a ridiculous misuse of the situation phone. Like, the point of the situation phone was that we were going to be helpful, you know? There was going to be loads of useful things for us to be doing.
But were in the pool already. You could have fished them out.
Yeah, just get back. It was ridiculous. In fact, it angered me a little bit. All the students have just seen you stood there in a robe, looking pathetic. No offence.
I think we'd have had quite a long journey, so that might slightly explain our situation. So now let's go back to the pool.
And I've got a point out here. I was pretty annoyed, and the solution that me and Scott found to your issue was probably something I slightly regret.
Okay, let's go back to the pool.
A very drastic situation.
I'm saying I'm not going in. Are you going in?
No.
Jack, I think you're going in, man.
I can't go in. I'm going
in. Get in the sea.
Get in the sea.
You can swim, can't
they? So just over there.
Let's get, pick up the shorts. All good.
I'm really sorry we pushed you in the pool.
Don't worry about it.
It was lazy. It was lazy from you, though, wasn't it?
I feel a bit guilty.
It was lazy from you. You didn't go in.
That's true. Yeah.
He just wanted us to get us in. He just wanted us to get us wet. Now, how did you find the experience? Obviously, I mean, we're saying it's a bit of a misuse of the situation phone, but how did you find the experience generally?
Funnily enough, I've got a feedback form for you. A couple for you. Okay. I wrote
this
it
is
out.
Like,
but,
you know, like they do on that show, Four in a Bed? Where they give feedback.
This is exactly the same. Looking at this form here, this is exactly the same as when I reviewed a stay at your house.
Yes, I remember that.
I spent the night at Scott's house and thought I'd review it like Four in a Bed. He didn't like it.
Okay, so what have you got on the feedback form, please?
Well, it's just a couple of questions. And the first one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the quickest, how fast did Scott and Chris respond to your call? You put a wee comment. You got an overall score of 8, but...
we were quite fast.
Yeah, but considering you arrived on foot, I was expecting a rickshaw.
No, but we had to walk. You'll see this on a video on iPlayer later. Basically, there was a bollard in the way and we couldn't get the rickshaw through that. It was too tight, so then we ran the rest of the way.
Regardless, it was a quick response.
Thank you. I mean, I'd noticed you dried off by that point. You were stood there long enough just waiting for us to turn up.
Oh, with only a robe on.
It was so weird. Turn up. You're there in an empty swimming pool wearing
late at
a
night.
Robe.
You what gave else? Me enough time to get into a robe.
What else?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most courteous, how did you feel you were treated by Scott and Chris? You scored a 4 here.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to be good.
You were a little hostile at first, but you allowed me to make my case.
This is great.
You were severely marked down for actually throwing me in the pool.
Yeah, you weren't expecting that, sorry.
However, looking on the bright side, I got the job done and I did retrieve my trunks.
Yeah. You did, yourself. So we didn't actually help or need to be there at all.
You gave me an encouragement.
Okay. Cool.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most likely, how likely would you recommend Scott and Chris services to
Who's
a friend?
Who's handing out these feedback forms?
The fact you've made a form's quite weird.
Well, you scored a 3 for this. I will not be phoning the situation phone again.
Well, good.
You were providing a service.
We don't want you to phone it, Jack.
You were providing a service and I felt you could have maybe improved your manner a little bit.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But I'll probably get a friend to help me next time.
All right, well, thank you. And thank you very much to Jack, everybody, for being the first person to take part in the situation phone.
Yeah.
Thank you. There is another situation which we've had to deal with from the situation phone.
Are we showing?
Which is something that I would never do in a million years with Chris. Well, he kind of was forced into it, but it's good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, situation phone one. Okay, maybe we failed then. We shouldn't have pushed him in the pool.
It seems a little bit harsh, but it was not right that we're turning up at a swimming pool. He's there in his robe. For me, it was just a misuse of the situation phone. Okay. It's meant to be useful service, this. It's what
exactly.
It came
like,
from
the thing
a good
is,
place.
If you are a fresher and you're away from home, your mum's not there, surely it's some nice to have like a service that will help you out.
Yeah.
And, you know, make you feel a bit more kind of
secure. Yeah, honestly, it came from a good place.
Yeah. Okay, so there was one other situation that we felt kind of quite qualified to deal with. There were quite a few we couldn't do because of health and safety.
Although I'm surprised that stopped you.
Yeah. Now, I listened to this message myself on the situation phone, but I have not... Well, I didn't tell Chris the full story at the time, so it was just me that listened to it. Now, this is classic me.
It's classic you, this, and it annoys me, because if this is only Monday and this is the kind of antics that you're up to, this is going to be a very long week for me.
But somebody called us and they wanted our help. So, I thought you took it quite well when you arrived at the life drawing. No?
I really was not keen.
Okay, so there's a life drawing class going on.
You know what a life drawing class is, yeah? It was not good for me, this.
Yeah, okay. That's when someone turns up and they are nude, and then then people have to draw them. Okay, we've got the message here. All right, let's play this. Here we go.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Scott here. I've seen your posters in the student union. We're currently about to do a life drawing class up in the studio, and our model's not turned up, and we really need some help. So if you could come up, that would be great.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you got this voicemail, obviously, yeah. Then thought, this is brilliant. Won't tell Chris. Yeah. Let's crack on.
So when you arrive, this is what happened. I mean, you really would want to watch this. If you want to watch any video today, then BBC red button right now. Here we go.
Why is everyone in silence? It's really creepy.
We're just getting the main set.
Right. Fine. Honest. Are you actually artists?
Some would say.
What's the rules here? I take it you're going to... I know where this is going anyway. There's no chance you're going to take your clothes off, so it's me, isn't it? It's always me. Mills? I'm not doing this one. I'm not doing this one.
So I just find it best to see nothing in that situation. We arrive at the room. There's a circle of students with sketchbooks and nothing to draw.
Here's the thing. It's always me that has to do these things. If it was Greg James, he'd love it. Bouncing into the room.
Greg James absolutely loves getting naked, as we all know.
Yeah, I really want to point out, before you see this, I really don't like taking my clothes off, obviously on TV like this, or just generally, it's not a nice situation for me to find myself in. So why do you keep making me do it?
Because it's fun. Also, you did take your kit off, and we appreciate that. That's a deal with the awkwardness. You started doing really weird small talk. So just picture it, everybody, if you're not watching at the moment. Chris is in the middle of a group of students, kind of exposed. You can watch this now if you're on mobile or red button. And listen to the kind of chat that he's got while he's naked.
Do you guys go to nightclubs and things?
We're not doing this.
Yeah, we'll be not drawing, yeah.
But you go out and stuff, yep. Socialise.
Occasionally.
Do you go to nightclubs and things?
Oh, it's just horrible. Also, did you like the pose that I do? If you are watching this right now, and all you guys can see, like the only pose that I could do was sort of hands around my mouth.
Hand on chin.
Trying to look sexy.
Yeah. Did it feel weird not saying anything, though? You had to make the small talk.
Yeah, it was a bit like when I had my first massage. Do you remember that experience?
Yeah.
And I had to talk the whole way through it.
Well, you had to kind of like making appreciative noises.
Yeah.
If you want to look now on the red button, you can see the exact pose that Chris was pulling there, just with the kind of stroke of the chin there as he's not got any clothes on. You wouldn't stop whinging, though. Just deal with it. You're the psychic. Here we go.
I don't understand why this is always me doing this kind of stuff, Scott.
Not long now. They're nearly finished. Don't worry.
There's only so long I can breathe in.
You've made him look proper buff. That's lush.
That's not very...
It's great.
Be fair, Mill.
You should know. Honestly, you'd be pleased with this.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? That makes it sound like that...
You've not done that many classes, have you?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's
I'm not sure this was a real art class.
Well, do you think? I think the guy doing stick men is definitely not part of the art class. I'm saying that is his first ever life drawing. In fact, I think that some of them are here. You're here. You're not part of an art class at all, are you? No, you've never done it in your life.
Oh, well, cheers for that.
I just want to... Hang on, if I can just get the pictures here. Let's describe for radio. There's a stick man. It doesn't look anything like you.
It's just a misuse of the situation phone. I'm going to say, if we're going to do this situation phone thing again, please can it be taken slightly more seriously? We're here to help.
This one is good, but not quite finished. Don't know if you can get that. That's
Cersei's drawn me rather fat.
He's
as well.
Yeah, you're in quite a tubby one there. And then this one is the buff one. Hang on. Check out that V-shaped chest.
Got moobs.
No, but that's pecs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but look how it goes, like, shoulders and then into the waist.
Good really face good. As well.
Yeah, nice face. So well done, guys. Never part of an art class before. But I think that was good. Obviously, they phoned up just because they just wanted to see you naked.
Brilliant. So let's say, from now on the student tour, if we are going to do the situation phone, let's not misuse it, please.
Yeah, but I mean, that was blatant misuse of the situation phone, but still quite funny. And if you are any of the campuses this week and you see the number up and you need our help, don't forget to call it.
But not for life
not
drawing.
For that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. We are on Scott's student tour. It's day one at the University of Stirling and we've escaped for a moment into our little truck as we're going to speak to one of our listeners.
I love that we're in a truck. This is awesome.
A bit of a video chat which you can watch now if you go to the red button. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Now, you sent me a great story on email. Why did you email me?
Well, I emailed in because there's this guy who I really fancy in lectures and I sort of need your help.
Okay, what uni are you at?
Southampton.
Southampton. Your old uni?
My old uni, yes.
Yeah, okay. And we're speaking to you from your bedroom this afternoon?
Yeah, this is all it is, pretty much.
Okay, there's a bear on the bed, that's what I'm seeing. That's what we're seeing on the red button now, and also a piano.
It's far tidier than my bedroom was when I was at uni. Do you remember, Scott?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing my bedroom?
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Do you remember the sink had all that stuff in it?
Now, did you tidy up just because you knew we were coming round?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That was like the bed wasn't made.
You're like, oh no, my bedroom's going to be on BBC Red Button. I need to tidy up.
I was like, I should probably make it look a bit more presentable.
Also, standard, every student room has to have fairy lights.
Always the fairy lights.
Always fairy lights.
It does.
Mostly around the headboard.
Yes.
Okay, right. So this guy that you fancy at uni, what's he called?
I don't really know his name, so...
And can you maybe describe him to us?
So he's got sort of like facial hair, sort of brownie-ish hair colour. Mm-hmm. Fairly tall, quite slim, and has an ear piercing.
Okay, so he's like your type, right?
Straight in your basket.
Yeah, straight in my basket.
Absolutely, right. Okay.
Okay, and how long have you been noticing that he's been around?
Probably since semester two of first year. So I spoke to him a couple of times around Easter time because he was in the same seminar as me. And we just started talking because we both had the same sort of admiration for Kanye West.
Do you only fancy him, though, because there's only a few people in your lecture and you've just started to fancy... You know when you spend a lot of time with people? Mm. It's like what happens in offices.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time with people and you didn't fancy them at the start, then all of a sudden, you fancy them a lot.
Especially on English, because it's sort of like slim pickings, because it's mostly, like, female. There's, like, hardly any guys on the course, so...
It's a tricky one. Certain... No, she's not wrong. Certain subjects, you know, there are differences in general terms.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, he hasn't got a name, so should we just call him Lecture Guy for now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lecture Guy, how would you describe him? Buff, hot, what's your word?
Hot, probably.
Hot, okay.
Could use buff, but...
Hot Lecture Guy.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I feel weird being in this conversation right now. It's like you're having a nice girly catch-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just me and you, Laura, on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ideal thing, I mean, obviously you've got in contact with us, so why would you do that unless you want to move things forward a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, it'd be fun to sort of, like, get to know him a bit better, see what he's like outside of lectures. And
that's why you asked for our help?
Yeah.
Laura, do you think you've just emailed this show because you want help trying to get off with him?
Yeah, pretty much. Why not?
Is that basically it? Right. Brilliant.
Okay. Can I offer up? Okay. So you know that.
Is that allowed? Like, is this seriously what we're doing now? It's like, I fancy this guy. I need help getting off with him. I know who I call. Scott Mills. Also, I like that you're really shy about speaking to this guy, but it's all fine. You'll contact Scott Mills. Talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. That side of things is fine.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So let's try and move this forward. You know that we're at your uni, don't you, on Friday?
Yeah.
So we'll be seeing you on Friday. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
If between now and when we get to your uni, if you ask this guy out, I will put on a lovely spread for you, Laura.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm sure with that one.
No, I will. If you ask him, I will put on the date for you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I mean, I think we've all been in the situation before, but we've never done anything about it. You have emailed me, and you have taken the first step to doing something about this.
I could do that.
It's okay. Quite brave of you, though, to put yourself forward on this front.
But you can only say no.
Exactly. It could be worse.
So when will you see him next?
I'll see him tomorrow, because we've got an English social tomorrow, and we've got lectures tomorrow too.
Oh, well, this is perfect. So tomorrow is your chance.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, it's no biggie. Ask him tomorrow, and then...
Is this happening, by the way?
Yeah.
Laura, are you happy with this? Like, so this is almost like a challenge that you're laying down now,
yeah.
Scott.
It's all right. It could be worse.
Because we've only got a week. This needs to escalate quite quickly.
Right, okay. Right. Is this more for you than it is for her now? Is that what's happening?
It's my new project. Right. All right, I'll leave that with you then, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'll see you on Friday, whatever happens.
Okay.
All right,
good
speak to you. Take the challenge.
Yep.
Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So that was Laura, who we just nipped out to speak to then, and it appears that she is going to say, ask him for a date.
I just love how you work, because this is clearly now more for you, I would say, than for her. This is clearly your project.
I just love a love soap opera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I worry for her, is that, yes, she wants to get off with that guy, but I can see a soap opera happening out of this.
Yeah.
Before you know it, there's a theme tune, stuff like that.
Exactly. Well, that's my aim. So she's going to ask him before we get to the University of Southampton on Friday. She might as well, though, right? She's got like a few
days.
Do
you think she should do it?
Yeah. I do as well. So there's a guy called Chris who's on this campus this afternoon. He says, is this good enough for the situation phone? I've just opened my pot noodle. No soy sauce. Can you bring me some on your rickshaw, please?
Yeah, to be fair, that's kind of what it was about, really.
Okay, well, we could probably do that after the show.
But the rickshaw is very hard to drive.
Do you remember what you used to eat at university, mostly?
This used to really annoy you. So I was rubbish at cooking, and I wanted to save money. So I would go and shop at a place called Wasda.
Rhymes with.
And I would buy frozen mutton pellets, and I'd have that on pasta.
It's just the word pellets.
And also, you could put them straight in the frying pan, straight in my frying pan.
Oh,
put a bit of cheese on it, and that for me was gourmet cooking. I cooked that on a date once.
What, mutton pellets?
Yeah,
lush.
But on pasta, I mean, it was quite a classy thing at the time.
What's the kind of food of choice here at Stirling if you're like a fresher?
Curly fries.
curly fries. Mm. I'm hearing a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, standard. Emma says, this is really weird watching you on Red Button. I'm at home in Eastbourne. You're doing the radio, but you're on TV as well. Yeah. But I'm loving it. And Rob says, yes, you are coming to my campus, which is University of Harper Adams, on Wednesday. I can't wait. Did you bring wellies for that one?
I haven't brought wellies, actually, no.
Well done, everyone.
Well, no, you did actually text me as well with a list of things that I needed to bring for this tour.
Chris isn't very good
at... Like an actual mum.
Yes, Chris isn't very good at packing, so I turned into his mum. And I put it on my Instagram. It's literally... A list which includes pants, socks, hoodies, enough T-shirts
I've got
for
enough,
6 days.
Listen, I've got enough pants for 2 days, but then from there on in, I always know that you overpack, so I'm just going to go in on those.
Yeah, okay. I have slightly overpacked, to be honest. So we'll hear from Laura before Friday and see if she's managed to ask this guy on a date. I really hope so.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and we are at the University of Stirling for day one of Scott's student tour. Now, we've escaped the studio in the Union for just a moment to come to this bedroom, but this bedroom is not what it seems. But it is on campus, and I'm with Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
So you're not a freshie, you're a second year.
I'm in second year, yeah.
Okay. And this isn't your bedroom, is it? You've never seen this before in your life.
No.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's a lovely canvas you've got behind you there.
Yeah, I like what you've done with the place. Now, like lots of students who are at uni, you actually live at home with your mum, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I stay in Glasgow.
So you stay in Glasgow.
Yeah.
How far's that?
It's like half an hour, 40 minutes.
Okay, and you just come to uni every day?
Yeah, come from.
All right, so where, your mum lives in Glasgow. Does she, even though you do still live with her, does she worry about what you get up to when you're at uni.
Yes.
What kind of thing does she say?
So I'll come through for nights out and stuff, and she just panics and phones me a lot of times every day.
I remember you saying this at the time. Your mum was calling you all the time.
Oh, my word. My mum rang every day, and then she built up this picture in her head of stuff that was going on even when it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know how it is. That's what mums do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a scary thing for them when you move away for the first time, but yours is only just down the road, and she's still quite scared.
She's still, yeah.
She just tries to check all the time what's going on.
Yeah.
Because actually, normally, you're just going about life and studying a bit and going out a bit, but in their head they make it something that it's not. They think it's like wild parties every night. Now, because all parents do that, the reason we've come to this room today is because we've had an idea that we started last year on the show, where we call your parents and make them think that you are having the wildest time at uni, like their worst nightmare. So we did this on the radio before, but I thought we'd take advantage of being able to see it on mobile and on BBC Red Button this week. So I thought we'd make it a visual thing as well, which is why we've hired this fabulous showroom. So what we're going to do, if it's all right with you, is we're going to video call your mum. You don't know what's going to happen here, do you?
No.
Okay. We've set up several situations, which I just want you to deal with, okay? So obviously your mum will just see you on the screen.
Yep.
Things will happen, Nicole, and situations will arise, but I just want you to explain to your mum that absolutely everything is fine.
Okay.
And, you know, they're just your friends.
Yep.
Like, nothing bad is happening.
Okay.
She might say, what's going on? Just style it out and have a completely normal conversation.
It could be awkward for you.
Yeah.
But you're a good sport for doing it.
Okay, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's going
to
be fun.
So just chat to your mum like normal. And as soon as the video call starts,
and we've got some great stuff.
We've got some good stuff. It's all going to happen. It's all going to come in from outside.
It's all going to come in from outside.
Don't be scared.
It's all fine.
All right. Okay. You can watch this on the BBC Red Button and on your mobile and laptop or computer in just a minute. But we're about to give Nicole's mum a bit of a surprise. It's not what she's expecting you to be up to, I don't think.
Okay.
Don't be scared. Trust me.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and it's day one of Scott's student tour. We're at the University of Stirling, and we're in Nicole's fake bedroom. This is not where she lives. She lives at home in Glasgow with her mum. But she thinks, why does she think you're here today, and why are we going to call her?
She thinks I'm here just to do some group work. So she thinks that whilst I'm at home in Glasgow, I'm going to need to video call my friends in Stirling, so we're just using her as a guinea pig.
Okay, right,
she knows you've got friends here, right? You can easily call in through their room and whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know how parents worry when you go to university? We're going to maybe put yourself into the situation where your mum might panic a bit. But then we'll tell her quite quickly afterwards that it's all fine, okay? So we're going to video call, and you can watch this now on BBC Red Button. We're going to video call Nicole's mum. We're going to leave the room, and then, as I said, stuff will just occur in the room.
Just roll with it.
Just roll with it. Just have a normal conversation, like nothing weird is happening at all, even though it really will be. I really want you to watch this on BBC Red Button, because we've got a cast of thousands. Yeah. So should we leave now?
Yes.
I think we should.
Yeah, we're going to go outside. Good luck.
Right.
Okay.
Ember, completely normal conversation. Your mum might think something weird is going on. Just style it out.
Okay.
Right.
Good luck. We'll see you after.
Standing by to scare parent.
This is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Right. She's ringing her now.
Right. You ready?
Good luck, Nicole. You right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Are we all set?
We're all set.
Okay.
She's calling her now.
Please answer it.
Ready?
Okay. Hello. Hi. Have you got it to work?
Yeah, it's working.
Hello. Okay. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear
me?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Sounds a bit weird.
Hi. What's wrong?
No, I can hear you better now.
That better. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
Send in the man with the towel.
Sending in male student only in town.
All this group stuff as well is really stressing me out.
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, hiya, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. Yeah, so we're just in a bit of group work just now, so... It's okay. It's fine, it's just for
Who is that?
It's okay, it's just my friend, it's fine. It's just for the film thing. We've got a big group of us, so we're all kind of coming in and out. It's okay.
What is Isa doing?
We're just in a film group, you know, like a little meeting to...
Music. Go.
It's fine.
Now playing frightening music.
Yeah, we're just getting our minds going, it's fine. We're just getting the group work done and getting it going.
What have we got?
Some more people here.
Hi.
Fill up the party a little bit.
Yeah, just pick, yeah, more party. More party.
Here we go.
More party. Just go and dance.
Have fun.
Just dance around. Like it's the red best cup. Party of your life. Dance enjoy around. Red cup.
Sending red cup. In intimidating ravers.
It's fine. It's just a group project. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not group work at all, is it?
It's what? I can't hear you. You need to speak up.
What have you got?
Well, I've got something cracking.
Right, there's a squirrel now.
Why is there a squirrel?
Hi, hi.
Can you go do your thing?
Okay. Sending in. Man in squirrel suit.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of work done, honestly. We're getting there. It's just a creative process. Fine, honestly. We're just getting the creative juices flowing. Honestly, it's totally cool.
What's that?
Squirrel's in shock.
It's fine. It's just a squirrel. We're just expanding our minds, Mum. Honestly, it's fine. You know, sometimes the group work, it gets a bit boring, and you just need to mix it up a wee bit. So.
Oh, countdown? Yeah, go on.
I count down.
Begin. Just go. Scary countdown.
Just
okay. Shout. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah! Woohoo! Yeah!
It's fine.
We're okay.
It's okay. Mum, it's fine.
William?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie.
Scott Mills.
Hi. How you doing? Were you a little bit concerned about what was going on there?
Yeah,
yeah.
Too much group work getting done.
No, there's plenty of group work getting done here.
It looks like there's a big party, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To be honest, we're in a bedroom that's not even real, and let me just say that I set up this whole thing for Radio 1.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. These are just some of my friends from the University of Stirling. Nicole's not having a wild time at all. She's just... studying, aren't you?
Yeah.
She bloody better be.
Yes. What was the first thing that went through your head when you saw what was going on?
I was a bit concerned when I saw the half-naked boy behind.
Like, who's this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the man in the towel was the first thing you saw. Yeah.
So I keep concentrating what Nicole was saying for wondering who he was.
Yes.
Why she was with him and why he was there.
Well, we were saying, like, parents do worry when you go to uni, don't they?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to create a nightmare situation for a few minutes, but please rest assured that everything is absolutely fine.
She doesn't know what to say.
Okay.
She'll be working hard from now on in.
She will. Once we finish the party.
Why are you guys there today?
Because we're doing our show from here.
She's trying to act really cool.
Do you want to join in the party?
Do you want one of our red cups?
Are you okay, Mum? Your face is really red. She's trying to get a good angle.
Then when the squirrel appeared, I was like...
Oh, did you see the squirrel? I was worried that he wasn't in shot.
Well, he wasn't shot.
Okay, good. Yeah. Right, listen, thank you for being such a good sport. And please, rest assured, there's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Mum.
If you say so.
Promise.
Love you, bye.
Promise.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily. So if you're watching on BBC Red Button today or on the Radio 1 website online, as we play the videos on the radio, you get to see all the music videos as well.
But it kind of makes you hear the song in a whole new light. Like that song I always liked, but I've just seen the video in full. The video's amazing.
What happens in the video? I wasn't really watching, got to be honest.
So there's two people and they're underwater, but they're fully clothed. It's a bit like, did you ever have to do your personal survival swimming certificate?
Yeah.
And you had to go in your pyjamas into the swimming pool. Bit like that, but slightly different. And they're kind of under the water, hugging and chasing after each other, but they're fully clothed. It's awesome. Did you like it? Did you guys like it? Was it just me?
No, no one else liked it. We've got Dan in Southend who's watching on the red button this afternoon. Also, Katie and Rachel, who are in the audience today, say yeah if you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, hiya. Bake! They just wanted a bake. Bake! This is something I've been doing on Radio 1 Snapchat, which is basically doing the bit that Sue, off of Melon Sue, always does on Bake Off, where they go, ready, set, bake! Only I've been doing it to wake up Chris on the tour bus.
Yeah, it'll be when I'm sleeping or if I'm in the toilet. I just keep hearing this thing. It's really, I keep saying it really goes through me.
Got so annoyed when I did it to you in the loo.
That was a bad one.
That's one. Gary says, loving Scott Mills on tour on the red button. Your reaction to the squirrel was hilarious, says Catherine. When do you get like a man dressed as a squirrel going into a room? Not very often. And Summerflower on Twitter says, I'm trying to study, but Mills' student tour is making it a bit difficult because I'm really enjoying the music and laughing along with all the stuff that's happening as well. Loving the red button action on the Scott Mills tour, says Matthew. And Kerry says, you're making me so jealous. Sterling is my old uni. Now I work in Southampton. Can I gatecrash you on Friday? We can come to some arrangement, Kerry. Also, Stuart near Oxford says, I'm trying to do work towards my law degree, but I can't stop watching this on the red button. It's addictive. And Alice at Plymouth University is watching us in her uni kitchen, attempting to do some work for the first time since getting there 3 weeks ago. Nice to see you sober.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many awesome people in the audience here today, like Ross. Hi, Ross.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Tell us what you do.
I'm a swimmer here at the University of Stirling.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you're not just any old swimmer, are you?
No, I competed at the World Championships this year where I won a bronze medal in the 100 breast.
Yes!
Come on, BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Will in Wiltshire's on. So he's with his personal trainer at the moment, yeah? But is in the gym and has got the personal trainer to put the red button on in the gym and is currently watching us on the treadmill.
Oh, this is
everybody.
Good.
People doing actual exercise while listening and watching us this afternoon. We're at the University of Stirling. They serve great pizza. It's the most picturesque campus I've ever been to, but beware of the particularly vicious male ducks.
True that. And the, of course, the famous one-eyed monster.
Which is lurking in the loch.
Which we've heard is out there.
It's out there somewhere. Has anyone ever seen the famous one-eyed monster of Stirling? Or is it just a myth? Just grainy photos,
I thought it? I saw it, so I took a picture of
that
it.
That was a swan. Wow. It's very lovely here, though, isn't it? Sometimes if you want a bit of alone time, you just go down, have a little seat by the lake and gather your thoughts and wonder what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, brilliant. We've seen a few people doing that, actually.
We have already, yeah. Just a little bit of contemplative time. Now, I need to say, for a while, there has been, if you listen to this show regularly, a person that annoys Chris most in his everyday life. And up until this point, it's been Ryan Gosling. Just 'cause handsome, got it all, like every girl's, and sometimes boys, like, best dream ever.
I think
ever.
He's sold out a little bit. But
okay. Fine. But now, there is a new one. Now, he's been mentioning it a lot on the tour bus, and normally this comes from a place of jealousy, I find. But Chris, why not tell everyone at home and also all the students here in the audience at Stirling Uni who the new one is that's really annoying you right now?
It's Brooklyn Beckham.
Gasps there from the audience.
Here's what I'm saying, right? So it's good to see the Vamps back doing their thing. It's been a while and they're back. And I saw a load of interviews with them over the weekend. And all they kept getting asked was about Brooklyn Beckham because he's in the new music video.
What's wrong with that?
Well, my issue with that is why him?
You know, it's
you can't
Brooklyn
just
Beckham.
You can't. Yeah, but that's what bugs me. It's the idea that he's just suddenly he can just join in with the Vamps. Like, if they want someone good looking, they could have asked any number of us, couldn't they?
Any of us.
And I think it's just the idea that, because let's be honest, Brooklyn Beckham's got a famous dad, right?
Sure.
Now, I don't want to be cynical here and say that might be the only reason that he's joined in. No.
The crowd are turning against
really
him.
I don't like the fact we've got an audience here. It's harder to speak my mind.
I know, you don't get this on the radio. People just do it at home, but you don't actually hear what they're saying.
I'm like a panto villain. I'm sweating.
It's
getting tense.
And how do you feel about his modelling contracts?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. But also,
nights out with Cara Delevingne.
I think if the Vamps are going to include someone like that in the band, one of them should have to give up their job. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
You can't just add someone and get away with it.
He's only
like
in
that.
The video for like 5 minutes.
It's like, look, we need to do something different. We're coming back to the UK with a bang, been around America and stuff like that. I know what we'll do. We'll get someone else and just add them onto the band. You can't do that.
Good news for Gosling, though, because the heat's off him and it's on Brooklyn Beckham now. True. Does anyone in this room agree with Chris?
Yeah, thank you. Oh,
cheers, five
mate.
People. That's good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I've got Deborah, who's listening to our show while walking home from college, and Mark from Felixstowe, and also Guy saying, Chris, I agree with you, mate. Speak your mind. Not many do.
I'm scared to. It is strange.
It's weird with an audience,
isn't it?
Because when they turn.
Yeah.
Don't they? We're at Stirling until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, Radio 1's Teen Awards are coming back this year. To find out where it is and when it is, who's performing and how you can be there, you need to listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy Friday morning at 6:30. Not only do we celebrate the UK's most inspirational teenagers, we also bring you the biggest names in live music that, if you are a teenager, make you want to wee a little bit. It's that exciting. So in the past, we've had Taylor Swift on, we've had One Direction, we've had Ariana Grande, massive, massive names. Bieber did it before. Who's it going to be this year? Do you remember there was a member of staff at Radio 1 that when One Direction were on, the screaming was so loud, he actually vomited. Like, because it was really getting to his head and his ears and just had a little sick
it's
backstage.
That's not a myth. That actually happened.
Yeah, it was loud, but then he is quite a sensitive soul. Right, so 6:30, Friday morning with Grimmy. Find out the artists and, I mean, I could be bribed, but I'm not going to be. The artists this year are immense. Friday morning, 6:30, you'll find out who is on at this year's Teen Awards on Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So what's the deal with the tour bus and sleeping tonight?
Well, what do you mean?
Right, because obviously after this, we will say goodbye to the people of Stirling after we've hung out for a bit. Mm-hmm. Quite fancy a beer, actually. And then after that, we're moving straight on to our next destination, which is Liverpool.
Yep.
Now, there is space for sleeping, but I'm not sure how I feel about sleeping in front of work colleagues. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Well, are you
in
one
case
of those?
Snoring, in case dribbling.
Are you a pyjamas guy?
Absolutely not.
Thing is, there are a sort of individual bunk situation there. It's not that, you know, you have to sort of couple up.
Will you be going to sleep? Because if you are, I am.
I imagine at some point we're going to have to think about sleep.
Okay.
I know it's something so far we've all avoided on this tour, but yeah. At some point we should maybe think about sleeping.
Yeah, we've avoided sleeping and also number twos on the bus. So tomorrow, Grimmy is joining us, and that's his old uni.
Yeah.
And he's going to be playing innuendo bingo, but there's going to be a twist.
I want to ask you about this because everyone's keeping it secret from me. What have you got planned?
It's going to be, if it works out, it's going to be the most stupid innuendo bingo we have ever done.
But it's not just me on my own, because always with these, when you look like you're being mischievous with innuendo bingo, it's generally where you're going to make me do something on myself, like use yogurt or something disgusting, because those are the ones you really enjoy.
So Grimmy's coming tomorrow. All I can tell you is it's going to be you and him playing innuendo bingo, but there's going to be a shock twist, and that's tomorrow at 1:45. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so we're going to do real or no real, and we have a proper BNOC with us, big name on campus. Hi, Jess.
Hi, yeah, you're right.
A lot of fans in the audience. Now, Jess, tell us why you're such a big deal.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan of the BNOC phrase, but
that's what you are.
Thanks very much.
Did you nominate yourself for this?
Though? I did not nominate myself for this, no, absolutely not. But I happily accepted it, so.
Okay.
So basically my kind of job is the sports president. So I'm like responsible for kind of looking after all the different sports clubs. So I guess that qualifies for knowing a few people.
Yeah, massively so, because then are you in charge of all the Wednesday night socials?
Up to a point, yeah.
Okay. So what do you actually do, Jess?
That is a very good question, Scott. That is a very good question. I basically kind of, it's day-to-day, like, running of the teams, like fixtures and training and things like that, and making sure our teams, you know, are well-behaved.
And I have to say, Jess, it looks like you keep pretty fit yourself.
Thanks very much.
Are you good at...
Thanks what? Very much, I'll take that, yeah.
A bit flirted, Emils. Are you good at all sports?
No, I think I'm a bit of a, you know, like a jack of all trades, kind of master of none. That's that type of situation. I'm just about average at most, not exceptional at any.
What do you excel in?
I dance is probably the main one, although is that a sport? That kind of seems to...
Darts?
Dance.
All right.
Dance is definitely a sport.
It's my kind of girl. dancing, not so much my forte.
What is the big... No, What is the big AU song at this uni?
We don't really have a massive song, to be honest. Not one, no.
What's it like being a student here? Because it's so, when you arrive here, it just feels kind of, I felt quite relaxed. Yeah. It's like, it's so beautiful. It's so pretty all around.
It is pretty cool. It is amazing, yeah.
But in the summer, it's amazing.
In the summer, it's stunning, yeah. You do tend to find, like, the sun comes out for things like open days and, like, when we've got visitors, and it's stunning. And then you're like, I feel like I'd be missold when it's raining and it's a bit, you know, doesn't live up to what it was originally. But, no, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
Right, I don't know whether this is true, but someone told me this last night. There's, like, boards outside people's halls where it's, like, where you can write your number on and if you fancy someone or not. Is that true?
I've not heard that, but sounds about right. That sounds
it's quite
like it
weird, because it's like a postbox, but not... So you go up to all these different rooms. If someone inside you fancy, you're just like, I'll leave my name on the front door there. Like, it's really weird.
Can anyone confirm here that that's true?
No.
Oh, we made it up.
It's what? A shame, though.
I've been sold a dream. Imagine if that did happen, though.
But it's strange, because it is like the postman going from door to door going, you.
Tick. All right, so Jess, we're about to play Real or No Real. I'm sure you've heard the game before.
I have.
But the thing is, it's normally a radio feature only, so no one before has actually seen the face of the man that reads out the Real or No Real facts. So if you're watching on BBC Red Button or your mobile right now, you're in for a bit of a surprise, I think, in a pleasant way. So, let's get today's first fact on Real or No Real. Voice of No Real, do your thing.
Stirling's first ever university challenge team didn't feature any students.
I mean, I'm not shocked by what the voice looks like. Because obviously I see that every day.
Really furry.
But people look very surprised.
Like, quite a lot hairier than I imagined. Anyway, so Stirling's first ever university challenge team didn't feature any students.
I mean, then you have to wonder what was representing Stirling Uni that evening. I mean, was it
the voice of Real or No Real?
Was it the voice and his woodland friends?
If you're not watching this, it's a massive squirrel, and I don't even know why. Why? Anyway, so what could it have been if it wasn't students?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it? Because if it's not students, I mean, it is University Challenge, so it must be something from the university.
Has anyone here been on University Challenge for Stirling? No.
Any boffins in the
house? No, they obviously gave it up after this year. Actually, I can give you a clue. It wasn't that long ago that they were on. Okay, or no real?
Yeah, what are you saying then?
I don't know. That's a difficult... Because surely there are rules about that. Surely there would have
You can't enter like dogs, can you?
Well, yeah, you would think. So, I don't know. That's tricky. I'd probably have to go no real just to be... to be realistic.
Right, I think this is real, but I think it was like a load of people in fancy dress. And they just went really quirky to annoy Paxman one year.
Like the voice of Real or No Real today. Yeah. Okay, is that real or no real?
That one is real.
It is real. Let me explain. It was a 2013 Christmas special. It was just featuring alumni. They went on to lose to Oxford Street Hughes.
Oh, that's a slightly unfair match there, I feel.
I know. And next fact, please.
To celebrate winning the US Open, Andy Murray ran up a £4,000 bar bill for his entourage, but only drank a lemonade himself.
Okay, so you're Andy Murray. You have just won the US Open. And your bar bill at the end of the night, we've all done it, comes to £4,000.
Yeah, you've done it. Yeah, you've definitely done it. It's, you're going to go large, aren't you?
You are, but what about if you're only drinking lemonade yourself?
But then has him and his entourage had a sober night and they've actually managed to rack up £4,000 in soft drinks? Because do you know how many drinks that would equate to?
So many.
So many lemonades.
I tried drinking lime and soda once when I wasn't drinking. It's so cheap. No one's done that.
Yeah. I love that. It's a shocking revelation for Scott there.
I think I found that was anecdote of the day.
It's a lot, it's a lot cheaper when there's not loads of champagne in your drink, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What my life actually is way off the mark of what you think it is. So, Andy Murray, there he is. He runs up a £4,000 bill for his entourage, but he's just sat there drinking lemonade all night.
Have you met Andy Murray?
I haven't, no.
I've met his mum.
Not.
Is he? Where's he from? Is he from round here?
Mm-hmm.
He is, yeah. He's round Stirling way.
Yeah. He used to train here, yeah.
His mum's rubbish at dancing, worse than me. I'm not saying something.
Not many people can say that.
I know. Quite an accolade, isn't it? Real or no real, Chris?
I think this is... No, surely not. If you win the US Open, you're going to go in hard. I think this is no real.
I'm going to say real. I want to believe it.
And the voice of Real or No Real says...
That one... is real.
It is real. Whoa. Andy Murray, I know this because I speak to Judy quite a lot, doesn't drink. So he only drank lemonade himself, but very generous of him, properly treated his team to a $4,000 night out. Oof. Oof. And finally,
Stirling University has its own Wizarding Society, which hosts an annual sorting hat ceremony.
Now, we all love when we first get to university to join a little society, don't we?
Mm.
Is anyone else in societies here? Okay. Tell me the worst or the most weird one.
I think they're quite shy on this front. Mm. What is,
no one wants to admit it, do they?
Yeah. There's all sorts of societies at uni.
I did see one earlier, which I'm thinking of joining. Well, if I was here longer, I would join. Board Games Appreciation Society.
Yeah.
That's so, a new, you know, one, that.
Just
new...
just fans of Monopoly, just can meet up. If you love Scrabble that much, you want to join a society about it, you can.
I mean, this is clearly a Harry Potter-related thing, and you're not too familiar with Harry Potter, are you, Scott?
No.
Basically, in Harry Potter, there's this sorting hat which puts you into different houses. So you put the hat on, it'll be like Gryffindor.
Right. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah? But would this university have that? I don't know. I'm not seeing, like, I'm looking at our audience here. There's not many sort of wizarding-looking people. Mm. Basically, there's no wizards in our audience.
Join these things when you first get to uni? Because I've never been to uni.
We can do. Do you have something here called a bun fight?
No, what's that?
Sounds weird now when I explain this.
Another fantastic anecdote.
It's a day at some universities where there's, like, one day we can sign up to loads of societies.
Okay.
But in some unis, it's called a bun fight. But I assume you have a day here where everyone gets involved.
Yeah, for sports teams, we have like a sports bazaar where you've got all the teams out and you can just sign up for them all.
Yeah.
We have that. And then we have like a give it a go like week where you can just try them.
Give it a go.
Well, give it a go, yeah.
Here's a question. If you're in charge of all the sports, do you do Quidditch at this uni?
Yes, we do Quidditch.
No way.
Yes. Have you ever played Quidditch?
No, because it's not real.
It's... to be fair...
For a long time, I thought lacrosse was Quidditch.
Oh, bless.
To be fair, Quidditch goes by Muggle Quidditch, just to clarify.
Might as well be Arabic to me. I don't know what you're on about. Anyway, real or no real, Stirling University has its own wizarding society. Chris?
There's no wizards in the audience today. I think this is no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is real. 120 people turned up to be sorted last year.
That's not right.
What a bunch of weirdos. The Order of Stirling University Wizarding Society also do potion lessons and they do play Quidditch.
Awesome.
Ooh, that's your kind of uni, isn't it, Chris?
Straight in my basket.
At the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 10, Jess got 20.
Yes, Jess!
Well done, Jess.
Not only you... Not only are you a big name on campus, you smashed it at Real or No Real. Thank you very much for being on today.
Thanks very much.
Jess, everybody, thank you.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So while England has a meltdown about paying 5p for a plastic bag, we here in Scotland are over it because it's been happening for a while. This has been day one of my student tour and Stirling has been incredible as a first stop off. So thank you, guys. It's been brilliant. And thank you for listening and watching as well. Tomorrow we're going to be in Liverpool. If you do want to come along to watch the show and be part of the live audience like these guys were today, then tickets are going to be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll need to show your student ID card in order to be given a wristband, which will allow you to watch the entire live show. Any students are welcome from Liverpool Uni as well. The show itself is going to be in the Paul McCartney Auditorium at Lipper tomorrow. Lipper, your wristbands will be giving out at 8:15 in the Lipper foyer. Liverpool students, wristbands will be giving out at the much more acceptable time of 10 a.m. in front of the Riley Building. Stirling, thank you once again for today. Stop one on the uni tour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Monday's best bits from the University of Stirling. Day 2 of the student tour tomorrow, and we'll be in Liverpool. Listen and watch on the BBC Red Button from 1 p.m. Scott Mills. BBC.